Joining us live over the phone this morning is Coach Todd Dayton with the Cokeville Panthers football team. Good morning, Coach Dayton. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good.
Coach Dayton, we really appreciate you taking a few moments of your morning and speaking to us. You know, maybe it's a little bit of an obvious question and an easy question for me, but you've been doing this for 40 years now, 40 years as the head coach of the Panthers, and yet this 2020-2021 campaign is going to require maybe as many adjustments as you've had to in your entire career, but it seems exciting to me. It seems like the Panthers are poised to do really well with a lot of different things based on their tradition. What's your impression as you get ready for another year?
Well, it's been a hard summer, to be honest. It's been very frustrating not knowing what's going to happen and this virus, but we've got a lot of things changing here in Cokeville, our classification and our scheduling, and it's exciting, you know, and we're excited to get started.
Well, it was, you've mentioned all the changes coming up, moving from 1A to 2A, and, you know, with this virus, one of the things that Dal and I have kind of speculated at, if you will, is that the team that handles this the best is probably going to have the most success in the season. So what have you tried to do with your program? You mentioned it's been frustrating and it's been challenging. So what have you tried to do to make it as normal as possible to try and get your team together and your players prepared?
Well, what we like you said, we want to keep it as normal as possible. We've been having our weight program, and working, our kids, our boys have been working very hard on that, and we'll have our camp here the next week, and hopefully by, you know, August 17th, we'll be ready to roll.
Coach, do you feel like because of the tradition and the way things have been set up over a long period of time, that Cokeville is one of those programs that's maybe poised to do better than some others because of the fact that I think you know, these guys have been brought up since they were little kids. This is how it's done, and this is how you win. Do you feel like there's some inherent advantages there?
Expectations. Cokeville football, we have high expectations every year, every game, and that's very important to us. You know, we expect to do well.
We're with head football coach Todd Dayton with the Cokeville Panthers this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, let's talk about your transition from 1A to 2A this year. A lot of the teams on the schedule are teams you're familiar with because you play them before your conference schedule a lot of years. Teams like Mountain View, which you've had some great games with over the years. Kemmer, which you've played a couple of times, of course, over the years, whether it's a scrimmage or an actual game. Tell us your thoughts on being a 2A program now, and how does that change, if at all, how does it change how you do your approach?
Well, I don't think it changes our approach at all. But we know we're going to have to, our schedule is going to be a lot tougher. We know we're going to have a very good opponent every week. So we're going to have to do better. As coaches, we're going to have to coach better. As players, we're going to have to play better. And we're going to have to be ready to play every week.
Coach, one nice thing looking at the schedule is, at least on paper, you guys should have a little less windshield time. Just looking at the schedule, you do have a long trip up to Lovell to cap off the regular season. But other than that, Duke and I were just looking at it and going, you know, there's not a lot of schools in Wyoming that can boast this many games within an hour and a half of where you are. That's got to be that's got at least one nice thing about this transition, correct?
It is. When you look at our schedule, we're playing teams that are right here. We drive past the last 10, 15 years. We go through that town and go clear across the state to play another team. So that part's going to be good.
Coach Todd Dayton with us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, let's talk about some of your players that you have coming in this year. Of course, Cokeville's never really been known for having a rebuilding year. You just reload every single time, and you've made it to the state championship game 2 years in a row now. Tell us who you have coming into this season and who you have high expectations for on an individual basis.
Well, we've got some some real fine football players coming back. Nate Barnes, he was a All-State football player last year, middle linebacker, running back. He's got to be a real focus for us this year. He's you know, he's going to have to be a leader for us. We've got Ethan Bird. He's a defensive end, offensive center, who was an All-State ball player last year. And he's got to step up, and I'm sure he will. Tyler Moyes, Matt Thompson, Eli Limpard, all those kids are, they are good players and good people, and they're fun to coach.
Coach Dayton, do you anticipate anything changing? I mean, obviously you just mentioned that Cokeville has high expectations, and of course under your leadership, that's always been the case, but do you anticipate any changes to maybe how things execute when it comes to offense and defense in regard to a different schedule and a different conference?
Well, I truly believe that you got to be fundamentally sound no matter what you're doing. And that's our goal. We want to be fundamentally sound in what we're doing and what our philosophy is, and we're not going to change that. You know, you still got to run the ball, and you still got to tackle people.
Coach Todd Dayton, Cokeville football, joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you wanted to mention about your program, your team, and the upcoming season?
Well, we're just excited.
We are as well. We're ready for football, Coach. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.